You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
The first game that's televised here in the UK is the Denver Broncos at the Tennessee Titans. And at the moment, we have no line because the Broncos' starting quarterback is yet to be confirmed. Last week, it was Paxton Lynch. Trevor Siemian did practice on Thursday, so he's in contention for a starting berth this week. And that's a big difference, isn't it? Because Simeon's a clear upgrade from Paxton Lynch.
You know, it is a difference. You know, we talked earlier in the year about how Ben Roethlisberger versus Landry Jones for the Steelers means 6 or 7 points. That was confirmed twice this year when we were uncertain about Big Ben's status. There's also Andrew Luck, who's also worth about that much, 6 points. And then I guess 3 weeks ago, if you had said, Gil, is there a difference in the line between Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch? We would have sort of giggled at that. But Trevor Siemian has looked so good in defeat even recently. And Paxton Lynch again last week. I mean, even in victory over the Jaguars. And, you know, victory over the Jaguars has to do with Blake Bortles throwing pick sixes left and right. So he did so again last week. So you really can't read into the result of the game. But Paxton Lynch himself, 12 of 24 for just 104 yards. And you do the math, it's just barely a tick over 4 yards. Not barely a tick, but just over 4 yards per pass attempt. That is not good. And against the defense, by the way, in the Jaguars, that is not that spectacular. So there really is a difference, you know, based in the last 3 weeks between Trevor Siemian and Paxton Lynch. So there's a reason why there's no number here, and there ought to be no number, because I think if Trevor Siemian is the quarterback, the Broncos are actually favored by a tick, I'm guessing. Mm. And if it's Paxton Lynch, I think Tennessee is favored by a tick or two.
Yes, and as far as the Broncos are concerned, Gil, we've obviously spoken about the quarterback position, but Von Miller has been outstanding all season long, a real leader on that defensive side of the ball. Always surprised when there's chat of regular season MVP, and he's not in the conversation, Gil, because he was the Super Bowl MVP, leads the league with 13.5 sacks. It's not something we're betting on at the moment here with William Hill, but the Broncos are winning because of him on defense, in my opinion.
He is spectacular, and certainly in the conversation of the best defensive players in the NFL, as always. But, you know, as far as MVP for regular season, we're even, you know, unlikely to vote a defensive player MVP in a Super Bowl. Now, that obviously changed with Von Miller, but I think before Von Miller, well, we did have the linebacker for the Seahawks who got it a few years before that. But really, there was decades before that, if I'm not mistaken, before a defensive player even got MVP in a Super Bowl game. So imagine, and I hope that's changing now. I hope at least for one game that is now, you know, we're very capable, obviously, of giving an MVP trophy to a defensive player. At least that's what is being indicated in the last few years, and that's great. But as far as a season-long MVP, we're too in love with stats. Mm. You know, we're too in love with offensive stats, and unless he has 30 sacks and something is just so over the top, you know, J.J. Watt-ish, where he fills up a stat sheet all across the board. And by the way, Von Miller takes a backseat to no one, not even J.J. Watt. Probably not going to get an MVP, but you're right, he is awesome. You know the deal with the Denver defense, though, because we tend to think of them as this infallible defense, Dave, they're actually not that great against the run. And that kind of plays into the Titans' hands. The Titans do one thing very well, and that's run the football. So it's going to be a very interesting football game.
If Trevor Siemian's in, would you be leaning Broncos? And if Paxton Lynch is in, Tennessee Titans? Or have you got a different opinion on this game, Gil?
Yeah, and I mean, based on what I said before, I think that line ought to be what that line ought to be based on whether it's Trevor Siemian or Paxton Lynch. So, yeah, I mean, would I rush to the window to make a bet on this football game? No, because I have a lot of respect for the Titans. I think they've been the most underrated team in football, and here they are trying to keep pace in the AFC South with whoever wins the Houston-Indianapolis game this weekend. But Denver is right now in playoff position. They're fighting to stay in playoff position. So this is a very tough football game. But I do think the edge goes to Denver with Siemian and to the Titans with Lynch behind center for the Broncos. I think you're right. I think that's accurate.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with 4 or more selections. And you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.